Okay, think back. What were your ambitions in your senior year of high school? Was it applying for college, maybe landing a job?
How about running for public office?
Following last week's spring election, Dylan Demuth is the newly elected elder to the City of Marinette's Common Council.
Dylan's also a senior at Marinette High School in northeastern Wisconsin with plans to attend UW-Madison in the fall. He turned 18 in March, just in time before the spring election.
He'll be representing constituents in Marinette's Ward 3 as the youngest public office holder in his city's history and possibly Wisconsin. And Dylan joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Hey, it's good to be here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You won your race for Common Council with over 70% of the vote. What were you doing to gain people's confidence and votes?
Yeah, so I went to, and my goal was to knock on every single door that I could. And the houses that I couldn't knock on, I sent stuff to them so they could get that information as well. And I talked to actually over 600 people throughout my ward before my election was done.
Wow. What did you talk about?
Yeah, so I mentioned issues like recreation and better prioritizing our taxes in our community. I also talked about like shared interests that we all have as a community, such as like the shared ride taxi service and other stuff that we have throughout our community that I think could be improved in many certain ways.
Did your age come up in these conversations?
Yeah, that was a big one that came up. That was most of the time people would ask that question. And I always said, if you can do the job and you know what you're doing and the resources that you're looking at and you have all the information that you need, as long as you're showing people and people are trusting in you, that age shouldn't represent that or shouldn't matter in that way.
And I understand, Dylan, your dad went door to door with you while you were campaigning because you hadn't turned 18 at the time. How is your family supporting your ambitions for public office?
Yeah, they totally supported me throughout the whole thing. And it was actually funny because when I was doing my nomination papers, my dad had to walk with me, like you said, in order to have someone that was watching over and checking to clarify all my stuff, because I actually wasn't 18 yet when I was doing that. And I didn't turn 18 until about a week before, which was pretty cool to me. But yeah, overall, my family full supported me. They were helping me throughout the whole journey.
From what I understand, you served in your high school student senate and you made these monthly presentations to Marinette's Common Council. What did you take away from that experience?
Yeah, so that was really the moment I saw firsthand how local politics and all that affects everyone, all age groups. And it hurt me to see on there that there wasn't anyone representing our age or anyone close to our age representing us. And I figured it was very important that we had someone that would represent us and be able to communicate our ideas and our perspectives into the Common Council.
How do you imagine yourself working as a council member? Because a lot of this is communicating, it's looking at priorities, but it's also about compromise.
Yeah, so looking through all the stuff, looking through my perspective and their perspectives and being able to compromise on things and working through together as a community, because in the end, we all want to better our community the same amount. You know, we're all in this, we're not doing it for any other reason besides that we want a better community and to work towards gaining a better community. So I know we all want to compromise and find a better solution.
You might be the youngest public office holder in Wisconsin. What are you hoping that your generation, Gen Z, will bring to public office?
Yeah, so I'm kind of hoping that this is a motion towards people to tell them that we can run, you know, we can win and that we can get elected. And I'm hoping that our age group can bring that new perspective that has been missing for a little while, that gap in our generations. And I'm hoping that we can bring that new youth and energy to the government.
Do you feel like you carry that energy to really roll up your sleeves and get things done?
Yes, I do. I definitely do. And that was kind of how I was running it, having an energetic perspective and really going into it with energy and positivity and trying to unite all of the age groups and all of the people and different perspectives that we have, because that's a big thing in our day and age, that having that unity and not being so divided as a country and as communities and being able to work together with those people. And I think our age group will be the changing factor on changing that.
So for high school students who do feel their local government doesn't represent them, doesn't see things from their viewpoint, What is your message about getting involved? What are those steps?
Yeah, so my message is, if you can vote, if you're 18, definitely get out there and vote. Do what you can to show that you are, you know, going through this democratic process with us all. And if you're 18, I think it's really important that you do register to vote, that you do go out there and show your democratic process. And it's a representative democracy. And if those voices are missing, then we're not showing all age groups and all different generations, perspectives and voices into our democracy.
Now, Dylan, where you are, Marinette has been at the center of major discussions regarding PFAS and water quality. How do you plan to represent the younger generation's concerns regarding forever chemicals and the long-term environmental health in your city?
Yeah, so I know many people, and, you know, we don't know for sure if it's related to that, but, you know, there's been a lot of people that have gotten cancer in our area and that's had to deal with this kind of stuff. I mean, when I was younger, I used to swim in the creek that was contaminated with PFAS, like the main center one that came from the Tyco plant. And knowing nowadays that that was something we were swimming in is pretty scary for our generation and all the generations that came before us and the ones that come after us now, too. And just knowing that we need to continue the fight in cleaning up that and that we don't need to back down, but we need to continue.
So what does that look like for you? How will you approach this issue now that you hold a seat on the city council?
Yeah, so we have a SH2O that's around us. And I think working with them, working with public officials in Madison and all that and in other areas of our state and working with them together to find compromises and solutions to continue our results that we've been seeing in that issue.
And SH2O is this nonprofit advocacy group for people who are dealing with PFAS in their community?
Yes, they're a localish one that works with many elected officials and all that and trying to get, our issues and our voices heard into that issue of PFAS. And they've recently gotten support on with Tony Evers and a bill that just got passed for PFAS as well.
So as you went door to door in your Ward 3, what were some of the most common issues that came up?
Yeah, so some of the most common ones were our quality of life, what we want to include to that, like recreation and stuff like that. Definitely our infrastructure, getting some new roads fixed and stuff like that. And then our overall just getting new voices heard and all that and representing the people. They wanted someone that was going to be able to listen to them and someone that will take their voices and their opinions and bring it to the common council and be heard.
Was there a moment you felt like you had to work twice as hard to prove your seriousness as a candidate? And how do your peers in high school feel about this?
Yeah, there were some moments, and I hold myself to the highest standards that I can. And I knew going into this that, you know, I am young, and I want to show people that I'm serious. So I made, I had all signs posted out. I had about 45 in my little area, in my ward, and I was put those up right away when I was starting to run. And then I got official campaign flyers, and I was knocking on every door, and I wanted to show people that I was serious about this, and I'm going to represent them, and I'm going to work harder than I was campaigning. I'm going to work twice as hard when I'm working in this as well. And then the people in my school, you know, there's many different nicknames and all that that they come up with about it and all that. And they're laughing about it and stuff like that. But they know that I'm really serious about our community and that I love our community, the place that I call home. And they think it's really cool that they can see someone that's representing them every day and talk to me about issues like that if they want to maybe help them be heard a little bit. And they know that I can help represent them.
And this place you call home, you will have to move soon. How will you balance this responsibility as an elder as you attend college at UW-Madison? How will that work?
Yeah, obviously I'll always see this as my forever home. This will always be my home to come back to always. And what I'll be doing at Madison is I'll be going, I'll be on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule, and I'll be on coming to Common Council meetings, which are on Tuesdays. And whenever something else arises, I'll be coming back as well. If there's special Common Council meetings that happen or emergency ones, I'll be coming back for those as well. And I've already talked to Madison and all that, and they said they'll help me find accommodations in some ways to be able to do both at the same time. And they said there might possibly be some credits that I get as well through that. But I'm really hoping to bring that, you know, the knowledge I learned from that back to our community and helping strengthen our community in the end.
Do you have ambitions for future public offices?
I'm going to take it one step at a time. I think that's very important, you know, doing the job that's in front of you. Maybe later on in life, or maybe later on after college or something like that, I'll look onto some other stuff. But right now, I want to put my full focus into this alderperson
position. Dylan, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That is Dylan Demuth, the newly elected alder to Marinette Common Council. He's a senior at Marinette High School in northeastern Wisconsin. We've been talking about Dylan's spring election victory to win a Common Council seat as one of the youngest public officials in Wisconsin history.